Expected acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial, U.S. President Donald Trump delivered his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress. The setting was the House chamber, where Democrats had formally charged him with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And while there was no mention of impeachment in Mr. Trump's speech, partisan bitterness was on full display. We get a report from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The speech doubled as a campaign rally, with the president proclaiming a great American comeback after what he said 3 years ago was a carnage under his predecessor.
The state of our union is stronger than ever before.
An equally strong partisan divide was on full display. The president ignored House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's outstretched hand before starting the speech. When he finished, she tore up her copy.
I think it reflects what she thought of the words that were on that paper.
Pennsylvania Democrat Madeline Dean wasn't surprised. Texas Republican Kevin Brady figures Pelosi thought she was ripping up the Constitution.
Certainly done that during the impeachment.
The president never mentioned the word. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered the Democratic Party's official response to the State of the Union, using it in part as a reprise of the impeachment articles against President Trump and how Democrats view his relationship with the truth.
As we witness the impeachment process in Washington, there are some things each of us, no matter our party, should demand. The truth matters. Facts matter. And no one should be above the law. It's not what those senators say. Tomorrow, it's about what they do that matters.
An avalanche slammed into a mountain road in eastern Turkey today, wiping out a team of rescue workers sent to find two people missing in an earlier avalanche. Officials said 12 were killed. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Chinese health officials say the number of coronavirus deaths nationwide is approaching 500 and that new cases have risen to nearly 25,000, an increase of 3,800 in a single day. Meanwhile, a luxury Japanese cruise ship has been quarantined in the port of Yokohama. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Large white sheets covering them head to toe. People who may be infected with the new virus are led off a Japanese cruise ship that's been quarantined amid growing worry about the spread of the China outbreak. The quarantine of over 3,700 people aboard the Diamond Princess is part of a global health emergency that seems to worsen by the day. Around the same amount of people on another cruise ship face screening in Hong Kong after three passengers on a previous voyage were diagnosed. China officials say the current figure for coronavirus deaths has reached 490. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
David Abel is a passenger on the quarantined Japanese cruise vessel.
The Japanese health authority now insist that we, all passengers, have to remain in their cabins. We can't open a door and walk along the corridor. We are confined to cabin for the duration of the cruise.
David Abel was interviewed by Sky News. Hospital workers in Hong Kong are striking to get Chief Executive Carrie Lam to shut down the border with mainland China in order to ward off the coronavirus, which has claimed a life in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Here in the U.S., Monday's troubled Iowa presidential caucuses still have people wondering how such a debacle could occur. A technical meltdown delayed results for nearly a full day, and even then the numbers were far less than complete. At this point, based on a majority of caucus sites, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont topped the field of more than a half dozen Democrats. Here's AP's Julie Walker on Iowa and the next political target state, New Hampshire.
During a campaign event in New Hampshire, Pete Buttigieg got emotional as he talked about his slight lead over Bernie Sanders in the Iowa caucus.
If you believe in yourself and your country, there's a lot backing up that belief.
Joe Biden, who's in fourth place right now in Iowa and needs to do well in New Hampshire, cracked jokes.
I'd like you to rocket me out of here to make sure this thing works, okay? Because if I come out of here well, you guys are going to set the tone for the whole rest of the race.
Squeezed in between are Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar. Meanwhile, Mike Bloomberg, who skipped Iowa, has been pouring more money into his campaign and just picked up the endorsement of the Rhode Island governor. I'm Julie Walker.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall.
VOA1. All the hits and more.